Since you've gotten diagnosed, do you look at your life differently now than before?
Yes, I think when I first got diagnosed, I was married. And I was married to a lady older than me. And I was closeted. I was gay, but closeted. Nobody knew. When I got diagnosed with my Parkinson's, it made me think about my life and where I was headed with it. Made me think about my wife's life, our life together. I had a foolish thought in my mind that she was 15 years older than me.
Yeah.
That she was going to... She would die before I did. And that after she did, she died, I could live my life. I could have my gay life. The Parkinson's kind of changed that. And suddenly, I wasn't sure I was going to have much life after her.
Right.
I might be the one to go first. And that put things in a new perspective. I think I wanted everybody to be angry at me. Ever. Because I was selfish enough to leave my family, to come out gay, to come out and get divorced, and move apart some things about my job, too. Those people. I left them, they left me all behind. They should have been mad at me for doing that. Nobody was mad at me. Everybody was very understanding. I forgot a lot of things. Years ago, I said I went over the edge when I came out. And I hurt you. I hurt myself. I hurt other people.
Well, you know, I've always told you that I'm going to try to help you as much as I can. And I always think that, yeah, family and friends always hurt each other, but they always come back to each other.
You haven't left. You've threatened to many times, but you never left.
You know that we all must return to the earth. What do you think the future holds for you? And how do you want to be remembered?
I thought that, as I am, I let so many people go by in my life. I thought my end would be, I'm gonna end up alone in some kind of elder care place and die there, unremembered. I think I could change that still, though.
You know, you've got experience, life experience. You know, you're going through this this condition. What's some advice that you would give your friends about life? You know, words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. Not the words of wisdom I followed, but what you do. What you do today is important. Even if it's not something that's event-changing. It's important inside yourself. You change with the things that you do.